Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all my brothers and sisters all across the world who are listening to this podcast today. This is my first podcast, so the topic I've chosen to speak about today is how to find a true guru. The guru is a divine personality, and we have material intellects. So when we try to evaluate our material intellect, we see the external things. For example, we think, is he thin or is he fat? Is he tall or is he short? Does he wear saffron or does he wear white? Is his hair long or is his head shaven? You know, we see the externals, and in this way we try and estimate how high the Mahatma or the Guru is. But that is absolutely not the means of finding a Guru. You may go and stand in front of Guru and nothing will happen to you. Because the only way you benefit from the Guru is when you have the faith from within. The connection between the Guru and the disciple is not a physical one. It depends upon the inner faith, surrender, and devotion. And that faith is given by God. Sri Krishna said once, Sarvasya chaham hridi sandivishto mata smritigyanamapohanam cha. Arjun, I am seated in everyone's hearts, and from me comes knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. So that faith God will give you, provided you deserve it. So rather than trying to search for gurus, we try and create our own vessel. If you have a sincere thirst for God, and if God sees it in you, the humbleness that the person has the humbleness to surrender to my representative, God will lead you to the Guru, and He will create in you that deep faith which will help you to take the progress one step further. Practical bhakti. And if your own desire is contaminated, oh, I want this, I want that, I don't want nishkam bhakti, which means selfless bhakti, I want some mystic ability, then God will lead us elsewhere and we will develop the faith there as well. And after 10 years, we will find that we are cheated and we will blame the Guru. But really, the cheating propensity was inside us. It had not been there, there is no way God would have created faith in a wrong place. So, in yourself, you develop the sincere thirst for God and selfless devotion. Selfless devotion means not that I want to enjoy the bhakti, but I want to serve and I want to give. And when God sees that the vessel is ready, as the saying goes, when the student is ready, the teacher automatically arrives. You will find that by the grace of God, you will find the true guru. Thank you very much. Hope you have a great day. Much love.